Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, imemc.org, for Thursday, July 24th, 2008. The Israeli army invades several areas in the West Bank and kidnaps 15 civilians. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Today in the West Bank city of Bethlehem, the Israeli army invaded villages at midday. Troops kidnapped three civilians, taking them to unknown detention camps. The Israeli troops searched and ransacked several houses, causing damage and destruction. Moreover, the Israeli troops shot tear gas and sound bombs, panicking civilians in the village. The Israeli army also invaded Fagar village, located at the southern part of the city of Bethlehem. The army entered the industrial zone in the village and invaded 45 stone quarries in the area. Locals reported that six Israeli vehicles accompanied by trucks confiscated different equipment with an estimated worth of millions of dollars. In the West Bank city of Hebron, the Israeli army invaded several villages on Thursday at dawn. Locals reported that Israeli troops shot tear gas, rubber bullets, and sound bombs at random. In addition, Israeli soldiers searched and ransacked several homes, which led to clashes between Palestinians and Israeli troops. Israeli soldiers shot two civilians and kidnapped 11 others from different villages, taking them to unknown destinations. Also reported, a number of Israeli vehicles invaded the Tanik village located near the West Bank city of Jenin. Troops searched and ransacked the home of 21-year-old Mohammed Ektail. Israeli troops left the house severely damaged before they withdrew and took the Palestinian man to an unknown detention camp. Meanwhile, in the West Bank city of Nablus, a group of armed Israeli settlers attacked civilians in Borin, a village south of the city. Eyewitnesses reported that the settlers entered the village and destroyed electric wires, which led to the curtailment of electricity in the area. Israeli soldiers supported the settlers and allowed them to fire at random. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Kendra Purrier and Hussam Kassis.